Now I will only read the third paragraph for today, where this will give a graphic picture of where we are today. Have you got it? 891? You don't have the copy? You don't have? You listen, huh? You have got it, no? Good. You want to read it now? At the beginning, the soul in nature, the psychic entity, whose unfolding is the first step towards a spiritual change, is an entirely veiled part of us, although it is that by which we exist and persist as individual beings in nature. The other parts of natural composition are not only mutable but perishable, that is, body, life and mind. But the psychic entity in us persists and is fundamentally the same always. It contains all essential possibilities of our manifestation, but is not constituted by them. It is not limited by what it manifests, not contained by the incomplete forms of the manifestation, not tarnished by the imperfections and impurities, the defects and deprivations of the surface being. It is an ever pure flame, Agni, of the divinity in things, and nothing that comes to it, nothing that enters into our experience, can pollute its purity or extinguish the flame. This spiritual stuff is immaculate and luminous, and because it is perfectly luminous, it is immediately, intimately, directly aware of truth of being and truth of nature. It is deeply conscious of truth and good and beauty, because truth and good and beauty are akin to its own native character, forms of something that is inherent in its own substance. It is aware also of all that contradicts these things, of all that deviates from its own native character, of falsehood and evil, and the ugly and the unseemly. But it does not become these things, nor is it touched or changed by these opposites of itself, which so powerfully affect its outer instrumentation of mind, life and body. For the soul, the permanent being in us, puts forth and uses mind, life and body as its instruments, undergoes a development of their conditions, but it is greater, it is other and greater than its members. If you allow me 5 minutes more, I'll read the next paragraph also, because it is directly connected with it. If the psychic entity had been from the beginning unveiled and known to its ministers, ministers means body, life and mind, not a secluded king in a screen chamber, then the human evolution would have been a rapid soul outflowering, not the difficult, checkered and disfigured development it now is. But the veil is thick, and we know not the secret light within us, the light in the hidden crypt of the heart's innermost sanctuary. Intimations rise to our surface from the psyche, but our mind does not detect their source. It takes them for its own activities, because before even they come to the surface, they are clothed in the mental substance. Thus, ignorant of their authority, it follows or does not follow them according to its bent or turn at the moment. If the mind obeys the urge of the vital ego, then there is little chance of the psyche at all controlling the nature or manifesting in us something of its secret spiritual stuff and native movement. Or if the mind is overconfident to act in its own smaller light, attached to its own judgment, will and action of knowledge, then also the soul will remain veiled and quiescent and wait for the mind's further evolution. For the psychic part within us is there to support the natural evolution. And the first natural
Mm-hmm.